from Zimbabwe. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the human face of the terrible tragedy of immigration in the UK. Now, you may be wondering why we've stopped here at the registry office, a happy place for people to get married. Well, I'll tell you why, because the British government laws have even trod upon the sanctity of marriage in our society. Yes, the British government is breaking up marriages. Now, as I mentioned at the City Chamber, last year a law was introduced which meant that if asylum seeker families who failed their cases were found to be still in their property, the adults would be kicked out and made homeless onto the streets, and the children would be taken into care. So families are being broken up across the UK. And that policy is currently being trialled in Manchester and will be rolled out next year. Now, what else is happening? Well, you may not believe this, but if a British person wants to marry someone who's not an EU citizen, they have to get permission from the Home Secretary. And that's permission from the top politician in this country. And if they don't do that, they have no right to get married here. Also, when couples do get married, one partner does not have the right to remain in this country, even if he's married to a British citizen. So many people who get married then find that their partner is deported back to the country where they come from, in which case they have to struggle, pay lots of money for the right to be allowed back into the UK, which can take many years. And there's one case I know of where a man I know is married to a Jamaican woman. She's been kicked out of the country even though she's 5 months pregnant. She's been trying to come back into the country because she has complications with her pregnancy, and she's not allowed back in, and they've been married for 3 years. So that's the sad face of how the British government is treating family life in Britain today, even though that's illegal under the EU conventions. Okay.